Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
6.3 million people visited these shores last year. Most of them were from Britain, the US or Germany, and 41% of them were on holidays rather than on business or to study. That means the tourism authorities here have to continuously refresh what's on offer in a country which is not famed for being cheap. Fáilte Ireland, which is responsible for tourism to the Republic, says it will be funding 85 new projects through the EU's new Just Transition Fund to find greener and more environmentally friendly ways of enticing visitors through cycle paths and forest trails, etc. Orla Carroll is Director of Product Development with Fáilte Ireland and is on the line. Good morning, Orla.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm very well, Orla. Thank you for joining us. What is regenerative tourism?
Right. Well, regenerative tourism basically is, how do I describe it, is what you do is when you recognize the assets that you have and you value them. And basically what it means is that you don't build from scratch, okay? So you respect your nature, you respect your culture, and you help them flourish and leverage that then for the greater economic good. So that's really what tourism is about, in the sense that we want to enhance the attractiveness of a region as a place to live and work, but utilize as a place to visit so that we can create jobs and invest back into the destinations.
Okay, we'll come to some of the exciting projects that you're looking at in a moment. But this money is coming from the EU's Just Transition Fund. What is that?
Yeah, let me explain that a little bit. I mean, basically, the EU Just Transition Fund was created to support the regions and communities in Europe that are most negatively affected by the transition to climate neutrality. Okay. And in Ireland, from that perspective, it was recognized as the kind of the wider Midlands regions where communities have been affected by the closure of peat production and peat fired energy generation facilities. And the idea of this fund is to address employment, economic, social, environmental impacts there in that shift away from carbon intensive activities. And I suppose we in Fáilte Ireland recognize that tourism is a huge potential to do that. And it has done that for many rural areas around the country and has brought people back to living there and working there. So it was recognised as a way to do that.
Yes, indeed. You and I spoke briefly on the phone yesterday, and the phone signal's not great in the Midlands, but nor is creating jobs there in the Midlands. So you've got your hands full, put it that way.
We do. I mean, as a tourism destination, it would be less mature than areas along the Wild Atlantic Way. But to be honest with you, everyone has to start from somewhere and has to grow. And this is a huge potential for this area with an investment of 68 million. And really what you often need is just a catalyst to start that. So we're delighted, you know, with this money to kind of have a two-pronged approach. There's 30 million, which will be invested in a trail network, which will help establish this whole area as an outdoor destination and have these trails which are walkable and cyclable and usable by all around the territory. And then what we announced yesterday was 22 projects with an investment of 27 million, which will actually be new or enhanced experiences for people to visit. And the whole idea, Joe, is that if you can get people to visit and stay longer, then they spend more money and then the area improves from an economic perspective.
And is 27 million going to be enough for these 22 projects? Because Ireland is one of them. We did a story yesterday suggesting Ireland was the fifth most expensive place to build anywhere in Europe.
Well, Joe, you know, I've never met anyone who says you have enough money. So I could always do it more, but I think it's a great place to start. So, you know, we this isn't the full allocation. There is 38 million to be allocated in this this area in particular. But we've 22 projects and there's some really, really good projects here along the way. But also what we're doing is, I suppose, a bit like that analogy of teaching someone to fish. We are also improving people's skills. So we've got 85 tourism businesses participating in a digital transformation program. That's an investment of nearly 6 million. And we also have a further 48 businesses in a tourism learning network. And again, it's about giving people the skills and expertise and capacity to grow their businesses.
Now, how's it going with the rebranding of the central bit of Ireland as the Hidden Heartlands? We all know about the huge success, and I know you're too modest to talk about the huge role that you played in the creation of the Wild Atlantic Way. Hidden Heartlands is a tougher sell, though, isn't it?
Do you know what it is? And actually, I was involved in developing the brand for this as well. And actually, what we found is that it really has captured the imagination, and particularly domestically. You know, a lot of people, you know, would have never have thought of the Midlands. And I mean, there's many jokes. You know, why would you go there? But people, particularly during COVID, actually rediscovered it and found that it really is a hidden gem. And there's so many beautiful places to escape from. And it makes it actually a wonderful outdoor destination, because you've got the amazing River Shannon, which is probably underutilized. And then you've got this wonderful, I suppose, changing landscape. It doesn't have the mountains of the West Coast, but it does change very much, you know, from wetlands into forestry. And what actually makes it great from an activity perspective, and particularly on the trails, is it's flat. So therefore,
that makes it windy as well, Orla.
It does. But you know, one thing about Ireland, and what we know from our many research into visitors, you know, Irish people just tend to think it's going to, even though we know the weather isn't great, we don't tend to prepare for it. We know our German tourists come prepared for it. But actually, we have a temperate climate, so it's not too bad. And hopefully it doesn't change too bad. So with an Alco coat on you, if you go another kilometre down the road, the weather then changes a little bit. So, yeah, and what we will build in this trail network, as we just to explain, is we will have kind of every so often kilometres, we'll have facilities like shelter, you know, like something of interest for people to see to continue on. So, you know, there's always things for people to do.
Are you worried about how expensive Ireland is getting when these tourists do land here?
Look, I'll be honest with you, we've never been a cheap destination. That is not what we are. But it's all about value for money. And what we do find is people, when they do come here, that they have an amazing holiday, and actually they do realize that it is value for money. You know, our food offering is next to none. We're always blowing people away. You know, it's funny, when we do research, we're not known as a food destination naturally, and people think, you know, but when they leave here, then they talk about it and go, God, they had such amazing prosage, and
maybe
and produced
maybe their expectations were so low, Orla. I'm sorry for being cynical.
Perhaps, but we're changing that, which is fantastic. And look, I suppose what it's all about, and from a marketing perspective, the best part marketing you do is word of mouth. And when people who come here have an amazing trip, then they go and they tell 20, 30, 40 others. And that's what it's about. So look, it is about value for money. And we are, in fairness, there are an awful lot of the businesses around the country, they are working on that and making sure that we can offer memorable experiences to visitors.
All right. The deadline to apply for the private and community SMEs is coming up pretty soon, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, we've had huge interest in this. We have the deadline for expressions of interest is the end of June, the 30th of June. But we have loads of people who actually have qualifiable EOIs. But I would encourage people, get your EOIs in. But those of you who have EOIs in, will you get your applications in? Because this isn't a never-ending pot. It is kind of done on a first-come, first-served. And we are awarding projects funding every day.
Well, best of luck with it, Orla. That's Orla Carroll, Director of Product Development with Fáilte Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.